Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we unpack complex topics and turn them into crystal clear insights for you. Before we jump into today's deep dive, though, we really want to give a huge shout out to our supporter, SafeServer. SafeServer takes care of the hosting for this kind of software and supports your digital transformation journey. You know, you can find more information at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so let's unpack this. Today we're diving into the incredibly vital world of human resource management systems, or HRMS. If you've ever watched a business grow and wondered, you know, how do they keep all their employee information perfectly organized, manage salaries, or even just find the right people to hire? Well, HRMS is the backbone. It's powerful software designed to streamline those crucial HR operations, making everything smoother and, frankly, far more efficient. Then the truly fascinating tool we're exploring today is Harilla. It's a free and open source HR software that promises to simplify HR processes and enhance organizational efficiency for businesses of all sizes. Pretty interesting stuff.
That's right. And our mission today really is to take a comprehensive look at Harilla. We want to explain its core features in a way that's genuinely accessible for beginners. You know, really explore the game-changing nature of its open source model and discuss why HRMS isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's become a crucial necessity for businesses today. Our goal is to give you a clear, practical entry point and to understand this powerful tool so you can see exactly how it helps organizations manage their most valuable asset, their people.
Right. So for those of us who might be new to this whole concept, let's maybe start with the absolute basics. What exactly is an HRMS at its core?
Yeah, good question. Simply put, an HRMS is basically a centralized system. It's designed to manage everything related to employees and HR processes within an organization. Mm-hmm. Just imagine it as a digital control center where all your employee data lives, right? From their first application to their last day, and well, every step in between. It takes tasks that used to be manual, repetitive, often paper-heavy things like tracking time off or updating personal details, and automates them. This makes HR much more efficient and, importantly, drastically reduces the potential for human error.
Okay, that makes sense. And Harilla takes that core idea and adds some unique, maybe even revolutionary twists. What makes Harilla stand out from the crowd?
Well, what's truly fascinating here are Harilla's three foundational strengths. These really create those aha moments for anyone looking at HR software. First, and perhaps most strikingly, it's free of cost.
Free, like completely free.
It's completely free.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't just some basic demo or a limited trial. It's a comprehensive HR software solution that is absolutely free. You genuinely don't pay for the software itself. And this isn't just about the price tag. It's really a statement about access. It's democratizing professional-grade HR tools that were, you know, once pretty exclusive to larger budgets. Imagine the barrier this breaks down for startups, small businesses, or nonprofits.
That accessibility is huge, absolutely. But then there's the second pillar, open source. Now, for some listeners, open source might just sound like another way of saying free, but it implies so much more, doesn't it? What's the true power here for companies?
Exactly. That's a key distinction. Being open source means the underlying code is available for anyone to view, modify, and distribute. This isn't just about transparency, although that's part of it. It means you, the user, essentially get to call the shots. You have the freedom to customize it, use it exactly as you see fit, with no hidden limits or asterisks. It also fosters this vibrant, community-driven development model that can lead to rapid improvements, innovative features, and often greater security because, well, lots of eyes are looking at the code.
Right, a global network of developers potentially contributing.
Precisely.
And finally, it's about ultimate control, isn't it? The ability to host yourself.
Exactly. Harilla becomes truly yours forever. You have the flexibility to host it wherever you like locally, on your own servers maybe, or on a live cloud server. This provides total control over your data and your infrastructure, which is a major benefit for many organizations, especially those with, say, stringent data privacy concerns, or maybe those who want to avoid that vendor lock-in you get with proprietary systems.
Okay, so with all this flexibility, free, open source, self-hosted, the natural question becomes, who is Harilla really built for? Does this powerful, customizable tool only make sense for, like, tech-savvy startups, or can a larger, more established company truly leverage it effectively?
That's a great question. And actually, Harilla's modular and scalable design makes it pretty ideal for businesses of all sizes, from startups just getting off the ground to large enterprises across various industries. Because it's open source and self-hostable, it offers a level of flexibility that can be tailored to very specific organizational needs. So whether you're a small team needing just basic employee management, or maybe a large corporation requiring complex payroll and performance systems, its ability to be deeply customized means it can truly adapt. It grows with you.
All right, now that we understand the foundation's free, open source, scalable, let's take a tour of what Harilla can actually do. The website boasts that it offers all the modules you'll ever need in one software, covering the entire employee lifecycle. How does it simplify that journey?
It really does try to cover everything. Let's start from the very beginning, right? The employee's journey with a company. Recruitment. Harilla simplifies the entire process. It has an intuitive user interface for candidate management, helps you identify potential candidates, manage the flow, and what's particularly useful, I think, is the candidate self-tracking.
Oh, what's that?
It provides real-time, transparent application updates for the candidates themselves. Imagine how much that improves the candidate experience. No more wondering what's happening with your application.
That's a great feature, a good start to building a positive relationship. Okay, so once you've successfully hired someone, the next crucial step is getting them integrated smoothly. Onboarding.
Absolutely. That's where onboarding comes in. Harilla ensures seamless integration and familiarization for new employees. It helps prepare them for a successful start. And an effective onboarding experience is just vital for enhancing engagement, productivity, and ultimately retention rates. New employees feel supported and valued from day one.
Makes perfect sense. And once they're in, you need to manage their day-to-day existence within the company structure.
Exactly. Employee management is central to that. It centralizes all employee data, securely managing personal information. It also covers work information tracking, keeping tabs on roles, departments, hierarchies, statuses, basically streamlined workforce management. And here's a crucial integration point, especially for maybe larger organizations, LDIP integration.
LDIP, what's that in simple terms?
Think of LDIP as your company's central employee directory, like Active Directory. Harilla can automatically pull information from it. This eliminates a massive amount of manual data entry and ensures consistency across all your systems. It's a huge time saver.
Got it. Okay. And when an employee eventually moves on, what about offboarding? That can sometimes be a messy process.
Harilla handles offboarding just as smoothly, or aims to. It streamlines resignation handling with an intuitive interface, enables efficient tracking and processing of employee exits. You can even design customized workflows for different exit types like resignation, retirement, termination, making sure no crucial steps are missed, and importantly, compliance is maintained.
Okay, so that covers the entire life cycle, from hire to retire, so to speak. But it's not just about the big milestones, is it? The day-to-day stuff, like managing who's in and out or tracking leave requests, that can be just as complex.
They absolutely are. And that's where Harilla's operational modules really shine, I think. Take attendance management. It automates checking out, eliminating manual tracking pretty effortlessly. It includes specific capabilities like biometric integration for precise tracking overtime calculation to ensure proper compensation, and late-come and early-out tracking to help promote punctuality. This really cuts down on administrative burden and helps ensure accurate payroll.
Yeah, I can see that. And leave requests, they can be a nightmare to track manually. Easy to make mistakes, compliance headaches.
Oh, definitely. Harilla's leave management module addresses that head on. It simplifies employee leave applications, gets rid of the manual paperwork. And this isn't just about managing days off conveniently. Imagine avoiding major legal headaches or fines because Harilla automatically ensures your leave policies are strictly adhered to. It tracks every accrual and balance with built-in compliance checks. It even offers flexible approval workflows with customizable rules for different lease types.
Okay, that's critical. Asset management is another area often overlooked, maybe by smaller companies, but crucial, especially during onboarding and offboarding. Laptops, phones.
Indeed. Harilla handles asset management too. It tracks the location, status, and usage of company assets, including handling asset requests and allocations. This helps with optimized maintenance and reliability through things like automated scheduling and ensures improved compliance and risk management by keeping clear audit trails. Who has what, when?
Good stuff. Okay, moving on to the critical financial and performance aspects. How does Harilla streamline something as complex and, let's face it, sensitive as payroll?
Yeah, payroll has to be right. Harilla simplifies it significantly. It streamlines contract management, allows for customized employment agreements. It lets you manage allowances with ease. customizable options there, and simplified deduction management with customization and targeted allocation. And crucially, it offers effortless federal tax management with customizable calculations for accurate withholdings. The goal is less manual calculation, fewer errors for your finance team.
Fewer errors in payroll is always a good thing. And in terms of employee growth and development, how does it help with performance management?
That's where the performance management system, PMS, comes in. It's really all about enhancing clarity and OKR objectives and key results alignment. It helps employees clearly see how their individual work connects with the bigger company goals. The system provides 360-degree performance insights.
360 degrees.
Meaning,
instead of just the manager's view, you get feedback from peers, direct reports, maybe even the employee themselves, through self-assessment. It creates a much fuller, more nuanced picture of performance. And that really fosters continuous improvement through that feedback loop.
Right. And for all those little day-to-day questions employees have, rather than constantly pinging HR, is there a dedicated place for that?
Yes, exactly. There's the help desk module. It centralizes FAQs, enables quick self-service solutions, and reduces those repetitive inquiries for your HR team. It offers efficient ticket handling with automated workflows and real-time updates, and supports prioritization and escalation for urgent issues, ensures employees get the support they need quickly.
Very practical. And finally, I think you mentioned mobility for people not always at their desks.
Yep. There's the Horilla mobile app for both Android and iOS. This allows management of attendance, leaves, employee data effortlessly right from your phone. Makes it truly accessible wherever you are.
Wow. Okay, so that's an incredibly comprehensive suite of features. Really covers a lot of ground. But as we discussed earlier, Horilla is open source. And that term, open source, might sound a bit daunting or technical to someone new to that concept. Let's really try and demystify getting started. What are the core technical requirements for installation? Like, what do you actually need?
You're right. It's important to be clear here. While it's open source and offers immense flexibility, getting started does involve a few technical steps. Think of it maybe like assembling flat pack furniture. The instructions are usually clear, but you need the right tools and you need to follow the sequence.
Sure.
So the key foundational software you'll need are Python, which is a powerful programming language.
Okay.
Django, which is a popular web framework built with Python.
Right.
And a database to store all your data. PostgreSQL is the preferred option they recommend. The good news, especially for beginners, is that Horilla provides detailed setup instructions for Ubuntu, Windows, and macOS. So it covers the main systems people use.
Okay, so it's not just a one-click install like some commercial software might be, but the steps are clearly laid out. Could you maybe give us a high-level overview of that installation process, just the main steps for someone unfamiliar with it?
Absolutely. Let's break it down simply. At a high level, the general flow involves a few key steps. First, you'll clone the repository using Git. Imagine that's just like downloading the entire Horilla project code from the internet onto your computer.
Downloading the blueprints, basics.
Exactly. Then you set up a Python virtual environment. Think of this like creating a dedicated clean toolbox just for Horilla on your computer. Keeps all its specific parts neatly organized, stops them clashing with other software.
Okay, a separate workspace.
Precisely.
Yeah.
After that, you configure environment variables. These are just little settings like a secret key for security, your database connection details, and importantly, a dbanet password, which you'll need for the initial setup. Then you run Django migrations. This just tells Horilla to set up the correct database structure automatically based on the code. If needed, you enable translations. And finally, you can run the project locally. Usually you just open your web browser and go to http.localhost.8000.
Okay, that sounds like a clear roadmap, and you've made those terms much more approachable, thank you. And for someone who isn't a developer, maybe an HR professional wanting to try this out, are there specific resources to help them through this specific setup?
Yes, absolutely. And this is crucial for accessibility. The source material explicitly mentions step-by-step video tutorials. These are just invaluable for visual learners and beginners who want to follow along without needing deep technical knowledge beforehand. These guides are specifically designed to walk you through each part of the setup, making it, well, surprisingly approachable, actually.
That's great to hear. Video guides make a huge difference. So once you have it up and running, what are your initial choices when you first log in? What do you see?
Right. So once you've got it running, you log in for the very first time, you'll have two main setup choices presented to you. You can either initialize database. This creates a kind of bare bones structure, a super admin user, a default company, like headquarters, a department, and a basic job position to get you going.
Start from scratch.
Exactly. Or you can choose to load demo data. This is fantastic for a quick exploration. It fills the system with sample employees, leave requests, etc., so you can get a feel for how everything works without having to input all your own real data immediately. Both options, though, require that dbinet password you set in the configuration file earlier. It's a security step for that initial setup.
Okay, demo data sounds really useful for playing around first, so it really seems to balance that user-friendliness for HR professionals with the powerful customization options for those who do have technical expertise.
Precisely. That's the balance they seem to be aiming for. The FAQs reiterate that Harilla has a user-friendly interface designed for HR professionals.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, it also clarifies that, you know, advanced customization may require IT expertise or developer support.
Hmm.
And this is pretty common for powerful open source solutions, right? They offer immense flexibility, but unlocking that full potential for very specific, complex needs might require someone comfortable diving into the code or configuration.
That makes sense. It sets expectations clearly. Okay, this brings us to the bigger picture then. We've explored Harilla in depth, its features, how to get started. But stepping back, why are businesses increasingly recognizing HRMS solutions, whether Harilla or others, as really essential in today's dynamic landscape? What's the driving force?
Yeah, if we connect Harilla back to that broader trend, companies are adopting HRMS software for several crucial strategic reasons. It's not just about fancy software. First, it's fundamentally about automation. Automating those routine HR activities significantly increases productivity and, as we said, drastically decreases mistakes. That saves both time and money, bottom line. Second, it's absolutely crucial for assuring labor law compliance. These laws can be incredibly complex, they vary by location, they change, and HRMS helps manage that complexity. And third, these systems provide detailed insights for better workforce management. They give leadership the hard data they need to make informed decisions about hiring, development, retention, their people strategy.
And thinking about how work has fundamentally changed, especially in the last few years, how does an HRMS specifically support these modern, remote, and hybrid work arrangements we see everywhere now?
Oh, they're absolutely essential for that. Modern HRMS platforms are really built with this in mind. They provide cloud-based access, right? Which means remote teams can log attendance, manage leaves, access information, collaborate efficiently from literally anywhere in the world. And Harilla, being hostable on a live server, fits perfectly with this need for distributed yet secure access. It's a powerful tool for today's flexible work environments.
Yeah, that distributed access is key. And beyond just HR functions, the value of integration across a business, connecting HR to finance to operations that can't be overstated, right?
That's a critical point, definitely. Sure. Most HRMS solutions support integration with accounting software, ERP systems, and communication tools to streamline business operations. This means your HR system isn't just an isolated island of data. It can seamlessly talk to your financial systems, your main enterprise planning systems, maybe even your internal communication tools like Slack or Teams. This creates a much more cohesive, efficient operational environment overall. And again, as we discussed earlier, Harilla's modular and scalable design makes it suitable for businesses of all sizes, which is key for that long-term growth and adapting to change.
Right. Integration avoids those data silos. Now, speaking of adaptation and looking towards the future, what are some of the advanced trends we should be aware of in the HRMS space, particularly around maybe security and employee engagement?
Yeah, the sources mentioned some truly fascinating trends happening at the cutting edge. For security, we're seeing things like AI-powered threat detection, blockchain for secure personnel data, potentially, and things that are more common now, like multi-factor authentication, becoming standard for improved access management. It's all about making sensitive employee data more secure than ever.
AI and blockchain and HR. Interesting. And on the employee engagement front.
Yeah, that's a big focus, too. Modern HRMS platforms are leveraging self-service portals, performance monitoring, and feedback tools, not just for HR efficiency, but to actively increase workplace happiness. The idea is to keep employees feeling connected, valued, empowered, giving them more direct access and control over their information and development.
So wrapping this all together, what does this mean for you, the listener, if you're sitting there considering an HRMS solution for your own organization? When evaluating any option, Harilla or otherwise, what are the key factors you should really keep in mind?
That's the practical takeaway. When you're evaluating any HRMS solution, you should consider several key factors. First, scalability. Can it truly grow with your business? Will it meet your needs in 3 years, 5 years? Second, ease of use. How intuitive is it for your actual HR team and your employees who will use it daily? Third, customization options. Can it adapt to your unique processes? or will it force you into a rigid box? Fourth, integration capabilities. How well does it play with your existing software ecosystem? And finally, importantly, the availability of customer support, which for open source like Corilla often translates to looking at the strength of the community support or identifying potential third-party providers if you need dedicated help.
Scalability, ease of use, customization, integration support.
Got it. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, I think. When we talk about free and open source software like Corilla, for something as critical and sensitive as human resources, It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What does this mean for the future of business software in general? Is the power truly shifting back towards the users, towards communities who want more control and transparency over these core tools?
That's a fascinating question, and it raises an important point for you, the listener, to think about. How might an open source solution with its heavy emphasis on transparency and community contribution actually change the way your organization thinks about critical infrastructure like HR, especially when you're balancing that desire for total control and customization against perhaps the need for dedicated expert support? What would that trade-off or that combination look like for your specific business context? That's a great thought to leave you with. Definitely something to mull over. If Corilla sounds like a solution that could potentially benefit your organization, you can explore it further at www.horilla.com. That's HORILLA.com. So just to recap, we've seen it's free, it's open source, it's packed with powerful features covering the entire employee journey, and it seems incredibly adaptable for businesses of all sizes. A huge thanks again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive into Corilla. If you're looking for hosting solutions or support for your digital transformation journey, remember to visit www.safeserver.de. Until next time, keep diving deep.